Welcome to the Code Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about October CMS because it's just gone 1.0. So for anyone who doesn't know, I'll just give you a kind of like headline here. It's the platform that gets back to basics. So October is a free, open source, self-hosted CMS platform based on the Laravel PHP framework, a simple and modular CMS that grows with you with a precise and beautiful interface that comes as second nature. So to give it a really simple bullet list here, which I think they describe it quite well on the site, is it's simplistic, it's modern, it's made for people, it's universal, extensible, it's very fun to use, reliable, can fit just about any team, easy to learn, it saves a lot of time. Now, it's had over 100,000 installs, so they must be doing something right there, and this has all happened in just over 2 years, 2.5 years. The good thing about it is it's a flat file-based CMS. That's quite nice for very simple sites. You don't need that overhead of database, so it takes that complexity out of there, but you still get a full CMS available to you. But if you do actually need a database, you can actually use that one as well. And so it kind of fits that best of both worlds there. So to kind of summarize how I found about this, I think it was when it was very first released, it was either one of my friends, Jordan or Bentley, that brought it up, I'm sure. One of them brought it up. And I looked at it and looked pretty impressive. I was quite amazed. I'm like, this is a really simple CMS that's going to fit a lot of basic client work where they either need a tiny bit of content management but want kind of a bit more security without having a database there. But then if needed to change to a database, give some more flexibility there, it's possible to do so. It looked really awesome, really promising, and the fact that it was based on Laravel made it even better because, you know, arguably Laravel is kind of like the best PHP framework that's out there at the moment. I don't see anything topping that. Of course, that's my own opinion, and from a lot of people I know who work with Laravel quite a bit, other PHP frameworks, they all love Laravel. So, yeah, from the ground up, it's always had a pretty good base there, and the ideals have kind of flowed through over those 2.5 years. It's still stuck to those basics of, you know, being really easy to use, being extensible, very simple user interface. It's nice what they've done there. So the headlining features, though, to give you a broader understanding, is it's got a very simple modern templating engine, and that's using Twig. Twig is fantastic if you haven't checked that out. It's a really simplified templating language, a little bit like Liquid templating or Mustache templating a bit there. You'll find projects like Drupal have switched to Twig just because it's a much better PHP templating language. It's using the best tools from the PHP world. Of course, as I mentioned before, it's using Laravel. That's where that comes from there. It's got a great page component system, so it allows you to build out pages using fairly nice little components. The platform's very extensible. There's over 200 plugins, maybe over 280 plugins from memory. There's tons there to choose from. The admin interface is really nice, so this is what I think is really perfect for clients. Whereas if you use WordPress, it's a bit crazy and you have to strip out a lot of stuff and it's still a bit frustrating. Whereas this admin interface is really simple, it's straightforward. It still looks pretty, but it really streamlines that flow and just focuses on the main core things that you would need to do. And that's why I think it's perfect for clients. It has a nice, really simple Ajax framework in there. So if you need to do any Ajax work, you can do that there. If you need to do any kind of scaffolding, there is a free builder plugin that helps you do all that scaffolding. All the templating is file-based. There's no templates in the actual CMS itself, although you can put markup in pages and stuff like that. So that's kind of fine there. Of course, with any good CMS, you want to make sure that you can combine and minify all your assets, which it does that. It's all built in. And also, you don't have to change any of your habits. You can still use those same kind of development workflows with October, and you just keep going. So it's just swapping out a new little bit of technology in there, keep your flow basically the same. And there is a marketplace. So the marketplace is quite, wouldn't say massive, but it's certainly getting there, and there's a lot to choose from in there. There's tons of themes, tons of plugins. For most situations, you're going to be covered. If you do have to write something yourself, you can, but you know, I think most of the time you're going to be fine there. And just some of the other features too, it's got a built-in WYSIWYG, there's CDN support, image cropping, and it's also translatable. So, you know, I18N is pretty important these days. So having that there is really handy, because if you want to translate your site to another language, it's there and ready to go. So that's nice to see. Now, usually with projects that hit 1.0, they hit it fairly early. But I think October's been working up to this very gradually and making sure the platform is really solid, which I think they've done a great job, and it shows. You know, they've kept to their same core principles. They've come along, they've just made it, refined it over and over and over again, and it's come out to be a beautiful product. So congratulations to everyone who's contributed and built the actual CMS itself in any way, shape, or form. I think it's been a really great milestone to achieve. Going 1.0 is a pretty big thing. It's kind of saying, yeah, we've done it. This is a really stable release. You know, use it for absolutely everything, production ready kind of stuff. And to go over 2.5 years and really make sure that it's down and solid is a pretty big effort. So congratulations to the October team and everyone who's contributed. It's pretty awesome. But I'd love to know, have you been playing around with it? Have you used it? You know, it's been around for quite a while. I do know some people have played around with it and do love it, but I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Have you found there's anything that tripped you up? Have you tried out going from the flat file-based system to a database system within October? I'd love to know how that transition went. So if you know anything like that, please do ping me at CodaCatchup on Twitter. You can leave a comment on CodaCatchup.com for this episode, or even send through an email to CodaCatchup@gmail.com. But that's essentially it for this episode. October CMS, check it out. It's pretty awesome. You get to learn a little bit of Laravel too if you're looking to get into Laravel as well. So that's essentially it, and we'll catch you next episode.